Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Our topic and study today is the Bible Life. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. Reading verse 3 and 4. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. It's saying to us that Christ is our life, that we are dead. He's not talking of physical death. He's saying that we don't have life, the life of God. We don't have eternal life, is what he's saying. The life we have is temporal. The real life, our real life is Christ, is in Christ. And that God has preserved our life in Christ. The everlasting life, that the life we have in the physical, in this natural world, is temporal, is for a time. And that's why we die naturally, that we have life given to us by God himself, which is Christ, his son. And that's why he say you are dead means we don't have everlasting life in ourselves. The everlasting life is Christ himself. That our natural body came from the dust of the ground. That's why he told Adam, dust you came, dust you will return. When he sinned against God in the garden. So the life departed from him. The spiritual life departed from him. Then he says he will return to dust, because that's whom he is. That's why God, again, being a loving father, said that he's come to save us by giving us that very life Adam lost in the garden. Jesus says that I am that life, that I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Who is this Jesus? The Word of God. He is that life. Saying that these words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. That the word of God is our life, is living and powerful. And that is the breath of life, which is Christ, the living bread of God that came down from heaven. Which a man will eat and he will never die, says Jesus. That the Bible life is the word of God. This is why Jesus says that except we eat his flesh, that is the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, we have no life in us. He wants us to know that the Son of Man is the Word of God. The word he gave to us in the Bible is the Son of Man. It's not a natural man, it's a spiritual man, which is the Lord from heaven. Now he says we must eat his flesh and drink his blood for us to have eternal life. That this eternal life is himself. In the old time, the servant of the Lord Moses spoke of this life to the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 45. And Moses made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said unto them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land whither you go over Jordan to possess it. Say the scriptures is your life. So through the scriptures, by obeying the scriptures, taking to the scriptures, he said you will prolong your days in the land where you're going to possess. That they should not depart from the word of God. They should take to him and he will keep them. For he is the one keeping you. He is your life. He is the living, is what he's saying. And if you want to stay alive, you must hold on to him. That you may be alive. For God is that life which you have never seen. And that God is his word. That the word is God. And so he's saying to us that we should turn our hearts to him. We should not get choked or trapped in the natural life and then we lose track of the spiritual. That's why he says, what shall it profit a man that he gains the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul or lose himself? That the real self, our real self, is hid with Christ in God. That this self we know in the natural is only temporary. And so one day it will go. Ultimately, we all die in the natural. Everyone shall die. For it is appointed unto men to die once. Now, what follows after that? It says after that, we need to understand that it has not ended. There is a spiritual or everlasting life. There is a life that does not end. And that's where we all are going. Whether we know it or not. And that if we don't know it and do what God said we should do, that is to receive Christ and have life, then there will be resurrection and some to everlasting condemnation, then some to everlasting life. Who are those who have everlasting life? Those who have received him, the wise ones. Who are those who enter into everlasting condemnation? Those who have not received him. But everyone shall rise again on the last day, say at the scriptures. Some into shame and wickedness, and some into abundance. And that's why he's saying to us that this is our life. The everlasting life is the word of God, Moses said to them. And that he's able to keep you in this physical world, protect you from dangers, and to give you everlasting life on the last day. And so that you should make sure you don't depart from him because he can finish you in this physical world. He is your life. He's the one keeping you alive. If you anger him, if you reject him, you are dead. And if you take to him, you'll be alive. And not only in this natural world, he is beneficial in this natural world, which is said into the land where you are going to possess, but above all, the everlasting life. The ultimate house, the everlasting house where we all are going to. We are going somewhere. We are just starting. That this one is temporary. Then we are going to everlasting life where there's no end. And that's why he's saying to us that we are dead. That is without God. We don't have life. It is God keeping us in this physical world. He says that he breathed into Adam the breath of life. He became a living soul. And that's why he said the soul that sinners shall die. That when he sinned against God, he died. And then he says that this God is able to give you eternal life. And therefore, he says, choose life. Take to the living. That I am the living. You are not the living. I am the animator. The word of God is saying to us that he is the living. Where is that word? The word we are reading in the Bible. Moses said to them, look at him very well. He is your life. By him you shall prolong your days. Don't start looking for God. This is why he says, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. You'll be living. When God called him, was at the age of 80. Then he died at the age of 120. And Moses was not abated, was not old. That God kept him. And not only Moses, he kept all of them. He said their shoe did not wax old. They closed the heart on. He dealt with their physical things. Not only their physical body, the food they were eating. They closed the war. And then the animals in the desert, things that could hurt them, he fought them. That he is your life. That the word of God is real. The word that spoke to you on Mount Sinai. He is your life. Believe it. And then you'll be enjoying the benefit of his word of God. And so he's saying to us that we should put him on. We should put Christ on. Look at it in Romans chapter 13. We read from verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. He says we should put on the light. Who is the light? The Word of God. And that we should not walk in the flesh. That is what he's calling darkness, drunkenness, and rioting. That's the work of the flesh. That we should not waste our time. We should not be in the flesh that doesn't profit. He's a robber. That flesh and blood will be switched off one day. But that we should put on Christ. We should put on the new man, Jesus Christ. That if we do so, then we are wise. The Apostle Paul said that as we all have put on the natural flesh, natural body, we also shall put on the spiritual body. We shall bear the image of the heavenly, and that we should do so while we are alive, lest on that day we will be found naked. That is not talking that we should be unclothed. No, that we should be clothed upon. We should put on immortality, so that the immortality will swallow up this mortal, this diable, and then when the diable goes, the immortality kicks in. Then so shall we ever be with the Lord. And so he's saying to us that we should put on Christ now, that we are in the daytime. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. This is the day of salvation. This is the day of deliverance. This is the day of putting on Christ, that we are children of the day. Therefore, we should walk in the light. We should walk in Christ. We should not walk in the flesh. Condemnation is that the light is come, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. They took to the flesh in the time of the spiritual body, in the time of life, that God has come to give us life, the true life. See what he said in 1 John chapter 5, reading verse 11 and 12 of it. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Hearing that God has given us eternal life, by what means? By the scriptures. That the scriptures is that eternal life. Says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That as the Father has life in himself, who the Almighty God, the Creator himself, has life in himself, so he has given to his word in the Bible to have everlasting life. That God has given everlasting life to us by his Son. Who is that Son of God? The Holy Word of God in the Bible. And that's why the Son of God said we should eat him, we should drink him, we should take in the truths of his word. What are we supposed to do? That if we continue in his word, if we become disciples or students of the Bible, then the spirit of the scriptures will enter us. That he will pray the Father, he will give us another comforter. Even the spirit of the word, the spirit of truth, will come to make his abode in our hearts, in our mind, and it will never be taken away from you. And so he's saying that God has given us eternal life, that this is the record of God, that he has given us eternal life by his Son, and that anyone that has the Son of God has the eternal life. Anyone who does not have the Son of God has no life. That's why Jesus says that there were 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish. Who were the wise? Those who had oil in their vessel. They took their lamp with the oil in the vessels. Who were the foolish? Those who did not have oil. They took the lamp, but they have no oil. And that this oil is himself, his word. The word of God is the New Testament light. And that is burning, unstoppable. And so he said that anyone that has him, where are you supposed to have him? In your heart. On your mind. Say, let Christ dwell in your heart richly, that you have knowledge of him. That you shall know him, the only true God and Jesus whom he has sent. That God has sent his word to heal us and deliver us from our destruction. What does that mean? To give us eternal life. To give us everlasting life. And that everlasting life is his word. The word of God shall abide forever. And so he's saying to us that this is the Bible life. The Bible life is the word himself. That we don't have another life. This is why he told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The flesh gives birth to flesh, spirit gives birth to spirit. The word of God is to give us a new birth. That means we are to be born of him. We are to receive him. And then when we have received him, then we belong to him by he whom we have received. That portion we have received of Christ becomes our new identity. We now are in Christ through that new birth, which he says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, he's a new being. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That God has given us life. What life? Eternal life. Say that life is his word. That the word of God in the Bible is the eternal life. Is the undiable life. Is the life that cannot end. And he proved it to us by raising him from the dead. Jesus said, destroy this temple in 3 days, I will raise it up. He was talking of the temple of his body. That on the third day he rose again. By what means? By the spirit of the Bible that was in him. The spirit of holiness. And that if the same spirit dwells in you, he shall give life unto you forever. That's why he said to Martha, that I am the resurrection, I am the life. Who? The word. He says, I am the resurrection. I am the living Son of God. And as many as receive me, to them I will give power to become the children of God. They shall live forever. And so he's saying to us that Jesus Christ is our life. Who is this Christ? The Word of God in the Holy Bible. He says he is our life. And that we should take to him. And that this is what he promised. Look at it in John chapter 6. Reading verse 39 and 40. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. That this is the will of the Father, that everyone that sees the Son, where you're supposed to see him, you see him by the scriptures. That he that seeth me, seeth he that sent me, Jesus says. That when we look into the Bible, we are seeing that eternal life. We are seeing that Son of God that dies not. That God gave birth to the scriptures. And that the will of the Father is that everyone that sees the scriptures, sees the word of God and believe on him, he will raise every one of them up at the last day. The faith in Christ is what God requires. That we should believe his word. We should believe his Christ. That the scriptures is the Christ. He is the Son of the living God. That when we believe in him by faith, then he will give us life. As he said, that if you will believe in your heart the Lord Jesus and confess with your mouth, thou shalt be saved. That the scripture says that whosoever believe on him shall be saved. Whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. No difference. Whoever you be, in anywhere in this world, that you call upon his name, whose name? The name of Jesus. That the name of the word of God is Jesus Christ. That anyone that will call upon him shall be saved. That there is no other name under heaven whereby we can be saved except the name of this word of God. That the will of the Father is that we believe on him. That if we don't believe on him, we have made God a liar. We have not believed the record of God. That God has given us eternal life. By what means? By the word. And that if we believe on him and we receive him, we open the door of our hearts. As he said, I stand at the door, I'm knocking. That this truth should enter us. That means we should receive the word of God as the Son of God into our hearts. And then confess him. He said, if we do so, the word, God himself who cannot lie, said, you shall be raised unto life on the last day. That means you have received life through what means faith. That's why he said we are saved by faith. By believing in him, that it is not of works. That Abraham believed the scriptures, it was counted to him for righteousness. That if we believe that this word of God, this only begotten Son of God in the Holy Bible is our life. Is that eternal life? Is that living one? Is that life that Adam lost? Is that life that was raised on the third day from the grave? Is that living Son of God? He said we shall be saved. That's all. That we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. Faith in who? Faith in God. That without this faith, it's impossible to please God. That we must believe his record. God cannot lie. He said it, and so it is. That he has given us eternal life by his word. That he gave life to the word, not to the flesh. He didn't give us eternal life in the flesh. He gave us eternal life by the scriptures. He said, it means. Jesus says, look at it in verse 53 of John 6. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. That's very straightforward. He's saying that he is the real life. Who? The Son of God. The Word himself. He says that except we eat him and drink him by faith, we have no life in us. That we should receive him into our heart by faith. That when we believe in our hearts, we confess him with our mouth, then it reports unto God that we belong to him. We have believed God. We are sealed up with the Holy Spirit. And God says he knows those who are his. Those who have believed him. Those who have hoped on him. Those who know that he is their life. That the word of God is our life. And they didn't live a life in vanity. They lived a life in the truth of God. What is vain? He said, the work of men is vain. Vanity upon vanity is vanity. But that this word of God is not a vain thing unto you. This is your life. That we are dead. Our main life is hid with Christ in God. Who is Christ? The word of God. Where is this word of God? In God. Where do we get it from? From God. Who gave us the word in the Bible? God himself spoke. So when we are reading the Bible, we are reading the very word of God. We are hearing from the eternal Father. We are hearing the words of God. And therefore, he said, let this word enter you. When he enter you, God has entered you through the word, through his word. Because he is word. He is the word. And so when the word of God enter us, he says, the Father has come. We become his sons and daughters. Saith the Lord. We are his forever. Never to die again. We have passed from death unto life. And this is the truth he has for us. That this is the Bible life. That the Bible life is the word. We should not live in darkness anymore. We should not hope in the devil. He said many will lament on that day. Because they will say, did we not do this in your name? Did we not do many wonderful things in your name? It says it's not a question of doing something in my name. It's doing the will of the Father. What is the will of the Father? That he that seeth the Son and believe on him, he will raise them up on the last day. That is the will of the Father. That is the work of God. That we should believe on him whom he has sent. He didn't say we should start doing something. He said we should believe. That the just shall live by faith. What did Abraham do? He believed God. That was the work he did. And it was counted to him for righteousness. That if we walk, then there is a reward for our work. But if we believe in him, then it's no longer work. It's now grace. We are saved by grace through faith in him. For the work he had done for us, he loved us so much. He gave us his son. That this is the work of God. The work is the writing of God. Written with the finger of God. That he wrote for us our life. Scripture cannot lie. That scriptures is our life. That by this scripture he will give us everlasting life. That those who have his word in them will live forever. Because by the same word, he made the heavens and the earth. And therefore, if you receive this undiable, this unremovable, he said you can never be removed. See here the scriptures. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.